Reverend Howard Chang, I tell you what, you have really been shedding a lot of light on this whole issue of prayer, meditation, medical treatment, seeing how bringing it all together is often the best way for us to go. Something I'd like to ask you about before we part today, I know that a lot of times we all have issues that we're dealing with, and when they are ongoing, when they are persistent, we can find ourselves, as you and I mentioned a little bit earlier, on an emotional roller coaster ride. I was curious as to whether when you find that prayer helps you, meditation helps you, other people coming alongside you helps you, sometimes the medical treatment helps to one extent or another, whether you get to a point where with the relaxation response kicking in and sometimes really bringing a calm, the prayer helping to lift your spirits from time to time, do you find that the emotional roller coaster ride permanently goes away, or do you find that it is still there, whether to a lesser or a greater extent or about the same, once you're letting the prayer and everything else do what they do for you?
Yeah, emotional roller coaster, it never really ends for me, probably because the condition goes up and down, and it's easy to ride, you know, the severity of the condition. And it's like anything in life, when something is worse, when it's flaring, when it's more severe, it tends to be more intense. And those are times I find myself praying more, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it goes away. It does get better over time, though. And I think that the more practice I have in trusting certain situations, the experience, how I cope with different difficulties and challenges in life, I can still get shocked by things sometimes. And as a minister, there are things that just come up and you don't expect them. And with my health, you know, things can go awry. Sometimes medication stop working all of a sudden. Your skin just flares out. I've been 95% covered with psoriasis, which is just a miserable experience. But I think of the Lord's Prayer, and it's, give us today our daily bread. And it seems like Jesus is emphasizing today that every day we need to pray, and that there is enough trouble. Each day has enough trouble of its own, that he says a little bit later in Matthew 6. And I take that to heart, that you know, we're going to have trouble in this world. But each day, if each moment, I can come to God. And so maybe that's a better way than just kind of a set it and forget it. I pray and I've done my thing, and so I will never, you know, experience that pain again. But in the daily prayer and the daily pain, I see how faithful God is, and I see how much I need him. And so it's not a problem, but definitely over time it's gotten better for me.
Well, I tell you what, I really appreciate the fact that you've adopted the mindset that even though the condition continues, the psoriasis continues to be there and it's steadily doing what it does, that your commitment to God is one that you will only strengthen rather than allow to be weakened.
That's right. And, you know, it's not easy, and it's not to say that at times you don't struggle, but in the end, you know that God's the one, for me, that God's the one who's helped me through all of this time. And so, that love we talked about and the prayer, it's not just a tool or a method to cope, but it's really it's a real-life connection that empowers me and strengthens me every day. And sometimes I'm not as good at it, but I know I can always come back to him.
I appreciate that love, that commitment. If you would, Howard, share with our listening community information about your blog site, your website.
Yeah, so my main blog is everydayhealth.com. It's called The Itch to Beat Psoriasis. You can just search my name, Howard Chang, and psoriasis. I also have my own website called sohoward.com, P-S-O, Howard.com. And I just started that about a year ago. But there's a link there. You can see all my blogs and articles, interviews I've done, and you can read some of my writing there too.
Awesome. I really appreciate you for having joined us to speak with us, speak with me, share with us a lot of really, really real world living, combining prayer, meditation, medical treatment, love of God, trusting God. receiving help from others. You really gave us a holistic look at this, and I appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, Carl.
My pleasure. Everybody, I definitely want to ask you to really, really take hold of what Reverend Howard Chang shared with us today. Put it into play in your lives, whatever the challenge is that you're facing. Don't give up, especially don't give up on the one who created you. Trust him, learn to trust him. Learn to flow with the ups and downs. Don't try to pretend like you're a superhero. You never have any down moments. When you're down, acknowledge it. Just ask the one who created you to lift you up again. What a great way for you to let some of life's best moments come to you so that you can then let some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.